Today's daf is Daf Kuf Chof Beis, and we're holding right here at the Mishnah, and Sabra Josh is ready with his
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Well, we missed that. Me'idim Lo'or Haner. So until now we've discussed what it is that one must see. Now we want to discuss the conditions. You can be made not only by seeing the individual who you're being made on has died in the light of the day, but even to the light of a candle, or halavana, you can identify the deceased to the light of the moon. Not only that, but we can rely on a disembodied voice that says that so-and-so has died, which is really the ultimate. I mean, it's been bad enough, we've been accepting Isha and so on, we'll see, but even a bat kol would be sufficient. There was once actually an event in which someone was standing at the top of a mountain and he shouts out, Ish ploni ben ploni mi makom ploni meit. Olchu. So they went there, v'lo matzu sham adam. They couldn't find anybody. But somebody had said it. V'isio tishto. And based on that testimony, they indeed married, they allowed their man's, the ostensible deceased, his wife, to marry. V'shuv ma'aseh b'tzalmon b'yachat sha'amar. There's another rather tragic story in Salmon with somebody who said, Ani ish ploni ben ish ploni, I am, and he identifies himself, and some ad over here that he also would have had to identify his place. It's actually about focus, but Tosfos Yontov puts in here, Mokum ploni. Nishachani nachash, I have just been struck by a deadly snake, Vare ani meit, I'm dying. The Hohu, they went up there and they found the body. But Lohi Kiru, he was so affected by the poison that he was swollen and unidentifiable. And nonetheless, based on his own testimony as to his own matzav, they actually allowed his wife to marry. Omer Rabba Bashmul, Tana Beit Shamayim Rimein Masina Pi Batko, U Beit Hillelom Rimein Masina Batko, An Pi Batko. Actually, to machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel as to whether we would rely on a disembodied voice. I'll compare this to the actual bat kol. It's in Beit Hillel's interest, of course. The paskin like the bat kol, there's even some who talk about is this against for say mashpichim the bat kol, which of course, first of all, the pashtus here is not really talking about a bat kol. We're just talking about an unidentifiable sound. Where we know nothing of where it came from. It doesn't mean it popped out of the sky. But even if, I mean, there are those who say that the Mishnah could mean, therefore, a disembodied voice, whatever its source. And nonetheless, of course, the two issues are completely unrelated. The question of whether one would rely on a bat kol lahalacha has nothing to do with one would rely on a bat kol in terms of defining events. I mean, that's something else completely, of course. In any event, Maika Mashmalan, to tell us that Beit Hillel holds, and that therefore the halacha is, that Masin al Bat Kol is not much of a chiddush. I mean, it's a Mishnah. Matnitini, what do we need Rabba Bar Shmuel? No. Mashmalan, the Mishtakachat Stama, the Ein Masin, suppose we come up with a brighter one day that says Ein Masin al Bat Kol, so we'll think it's a contradiction and we want to know. He wants us to know that indeed there's a well-established Shita among the Tanoim, but it's Shalok HaLacha, therefore he tells us that it's Beit Shammayim. Anyway, Alchu V'lo Matzu, and they relied on it to marry his wife. Asks the Gemara, how do you know that it's not a shade? I mean, Voldemort may be involved in this, just to mess up Jewish Diskei HaLachas, you never know. So who's to say that this is something that's reliable? Omer Rabbeinu Rav Shira Ulo Dmut Adam, because they saw a human up there. They just when they went up there, it was no longer there. So what does that mean? I mean, Iunani Damu. I mean, Shadim could look like humans. The Chazale Bavua, but they saw that he had. Rashi learns Bavua means tzel, because we have that other place that it means tzel. Others learn it means Bepasha Bavua, that is, a reflection. So he had a Bavua. So the Gemara, even so, Shadim also have a Bavua. Inunami Iko Bavua. No, the Chodzile Bavua, the Bavua. actually, we saw a reflection of the reflection. And that already is too much for shading. Nami. I mean, how do you know that they don't have a reflection of a reflection? I mean, once you're doing simulations, you might as well go all the way. So maybe they have a cell that reflects a cell. How do you know? No. Definitely not, because Omer Chanina, I personally spoke to Yodan Tamshida. I mean, Yonatan Deshed, who was a good friend of mine, he used to give me all of the inside dope. And Rashi also has a Shevet Yonatan. Shida means like Dr. Yonatan, except he's a doctor of Shedim. So it's Yonatan Shida. So it means Yonatan, the Shedim expert, told me that it's well established that Bavua Itlu, but Bavua de Bavua Letlu. Okay, fine. So it's not a shade, but it might be something worse than a shade. It might be a co-wife. Maybe it's a tzora. And, well, that's a good tzora. Then, I mean, then we know that she's trying to mess up the tzora. So, I mean, if you don't know who it is, how can you rely on the bat ko? Dilma tzora. Tana de vera gishmol, b'sha'ata sakana, kotvim v'notnei ava fishen makiri. Look, the bottom line is that we have a halacha that's been ogea gittin. Somebody's inside of a pit and he's in desperate straits, can't get out, and he shouts out and asks, please, if you hear my voice, write a get, give it to my wife. And he identifies himself. Now, normally that's insufficient, but over here we recognize the desperation of the moment, and the Chachomim were extremely makel when there won't be any other opportunity. If there's a way around this, fine. We'll apply the same halacha over here. Look, I mean, this is the last chance we're going to. Where are we going to find somebody that knows this information? I mean, we're going to let this woman basically sit around for the rest of her life because we haven't checked up. Actually, that's not so partial. If it's referring also to the shading issue, then it should have said Ella. Ella, Omar, forget about all these discussions we saw there at Bavu, the Bavu, and so on. Forget about it. It's a desperate situation. So in extremis, we will allow to accept halacha without any chashashas. But if that's the case, I mean, according to our views, and this is a big machlokas we showed, in other words, is the Gemara having charata from the whole shadim chance? Or because then you could say Allah is charata. And indeed, the Rambam doesn't pass the issue of shadim at all. So apparently, you know, he held that the Gemara indeed rejects the whole thing. But the Beis Yosef has, in terms of Psak Halacha, a real serious problem. Because if you hear a Basco, so since we're not, he brings this from the Ge'enim of Svara, that if, since we don't know what the heck a Bavua the Bavua is, how are we supposed to check and see if the guy's a shade? So we're always going to have a Hashash, maybe it's a shade. So, I mean, he baskins l'chumra. He tries to say maybe the Rambam is, but in the end, he has charot. He says the Rambam clearly doesn't hold that. Of course, many compare this to the Rambam's psak, or not psak, but supposedly that there are no shadim, which modern translations doesn't exist. And he was actually saying there are no atoms, not there are no shadim. He was arguing with Democritus, taking Aristotle's side, but whatever. We end up with a big machlokas halacha. We have to worry about this or not. But lamais, in terms of a chashash, that this voice happens to be this disembodied voice of sorrow, that already we're not chayish for sure, says Rabbi Shmuel, because of the din of b'shat sekana.
Zukta halike mishnah.
Omer Rabbi Akiva, kishi yoradati l'nahardaa la'aber hashana, during the time of the Roman oppressions, so there was a gezeira against Kiddush HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva, as we've seen elsewhere, went to Bavel to be Ma'abri Lashana. So, Matsati Nechene Ishu Beit Talei, and Omar Li, I found there a big Talmud Chacham by the name of Nechene Ishu Beit Talei, and he said to me, Shamati She'im Masin Et Aisha Beretz Yisrael Al Pi Ed Echad Ela Yehuda Ben Bava. I've been hearing rumors from Eretz Yisrael that basically nobody there has the guts to be Matir a woman on the basis of one aid, except for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and nobody accepts this psak. The numeti lo ken advarim, and this numeti we often find is a later Hebrew Aramaic Mishnah time. It seems to come from the word nu'um, dropping, as often happened. The olive is often dropped, so it became numti lo or namti lo. I said to him, That's indeed true. Omar Li, so he said, we had this earlier, we brought it, I got this another sugya. And Mor Lehem Mishmi, look, please tell them in my name. And explain to them, Atem Yodim Sham Medina Meshubeshet Begayasot. I mean, I'd like to go up there, be made in front of you personally. I cannot. So please take my place. Explain to them why I can't come. But tell them that Mekuvlani Mirab Gamliel Azakim, Shemasina Taisha Piedechat. And I want you to know I have a Kabbalah dating back to Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken that we do accept a single Eitz testimony, which has become now the normative fact throughout the Masechta. It's all about this. And I went up, and Kishabati, Virtzeti HaDvarim, Rabbi Gamliel, Samach V'Dvarayi was very happy to hear what I had to say, and he said, thank God we finally, Matzano Chaver Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. Because Rav Yehuda Ben Bava was made an idiot himself. They were reluctant to accept from one person something that ran so much counter to the normal halakhas of the chumas that we have in Nogei Adav Sheva'erva and so on. Baruch Hashem, now we have already another one. Let's be Metzarif, the Shitas, and let's Paskin. And as he said that, Niskar El Gamliel, he remembered that there had been some years earlier a big massacre in Tel Arza, so Neragu Arugim b'Tel Arza, and there had been an aide that had testified, but they didn't accept them at the time because they weren't big Masiya Yishal b'Yedachad. And because of this new aidus that I, says Rabbi Akiva, brought from Narda with me, he remembered and he reopened the case. And in that, at that time, he went ahead and allowed the wives to get married on that basis, and from that time on, they even began to allow any type of edut, even hearsay evidence whose sources in an eved, in an isha, in a shivcha. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrim, ein masina daishal pirechat. They continued to argue and refused to let him see. And Rabbi Akiva said, well, Api Erechad, yes, but lo Api Isha, velo Api Eved, velo Api Shivcha, velo Api Krovi. You need to have at least some semblance of a kosher testimony, so you have a kosher aid, but not an Isha, an Eved, a Shivcha, a Korov, that not. Now, you're telling me, Vesav Rabbi Akiva, Api Isha, lo. This mission is saying that Rabbi Akiva says that we cannot use a woman for testimony. But Vatani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha ne'emenet lavig ita. This is benogea the dida b'fanay nechta b'fanay nechta. So we know that we have a takona that from certain places where we have a chashash, either that they're not became in lishma, or places where we may have difficulty in backing up the identification of the signatures. So we made a takona that someone who brings a get has to testify that the get was signed, written in front of them, and the mela will become clear that it was done properly, or we'll see soon in Gittin. But Rabbi Akiva said, look, a woman can bring her own get, testify in front of Beis Din. This is in a case where the husband made her a shliach to bring the get to Beis Din. Then Beis Din would appoint now someone to give the get to her. She would be mekabel the get. But what do we do about the v'nai nechtav, v'nai nechtam? So she's believed to say the v'nai nechtav, v'nai nechtam. So Rabbi Akiva, I know it sounds crazy, but look, it's a kal v'chomer. Think about this for a moment. Manashim shamru chachamim ein ne'emanot lomar meit ba'ala. The women who are not believed, we have the five women who we believe may actually lie about whether they saw the death of her husband. So even those women are believed nonetheless. Ne'amanot le'avi giteihen are still believed to bring a get. Because over there we're samech more on the actual existence of the get and the signatures. So nonetheless, they're believed when it comes to get. So zot, a woman shene'amenet lomar meid ba'ala. We have a woman who's believed to say that her husband died. I mean, so eno din shene'amenet lavi gita. So for sure, she should be believed to bring the get. We're more machmir by Beit Bala than we are by the get, we're saying, right? But the thing, even a woman who's not believed to say mate is believed to say that the get is kosher. So certainly this woman is believed to say the get is kosher. So in other words, what Rabbi Akiva is clearly saying is there are women who are not believed. The five women that the Mishnah listed, but stam women, he's taking for granted are believed. I mean, otherwise his whole comment doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Even the women who are not believed. What do you mean the women? No woman.
Because she would say that she has a get, and then go and get married, and she would mess herself up. That whole story.
No, we're talking about the other women. These other women that are not believed, let's say her tzara, her mother-in-law. So here, they can say the v'nayim nechtav, v'nayim nechtav. And they are trusted. So Kosher Cain, we should always believe someone who is believed when it comes to Meid Bala forgive. That's all he's saying. But that means that he's saying that the only ones who are not believed are those five women. So it's a E, because he identifies. Nashim Shamlu Chachamim, he says. Those women that the Chachamim said, Ein Ne'amanot. Okay, but that means normal women, not those five women. Not her mother-in-law. So they are. So you see, Nashim Shamlu Chachamim, who de lo mehen? Rabbi Akiva is beferish saying, the only women who are not believed to say Meit Ba'ala are the women listed in the Mishnah. But a normal Eidus from an Isha would be Ne'amanes. So Isha ba'alma mehemna. So how could Rabbi Akiva say in our Mishnah that a woman is not mehemna? Well, that's lokasha. We know that there was a historical development here, right? I mean, we just had in the Mishnah the story of how they accepted the Eidus from Narda that Rabbi Akiva brought. Then it said Rabbi Akiva went ahead and did a maisa to be koveya. And then it says after that, that it became now a chazaka to be makel even al pi nashim, even al pi shivcha, and even al pi eved, and so on. So that means hulziku. Rabbi Akiva wasn't against the hulziku. Rabbi Akiva was just saying what he thought the halacha was. Once they were hulziku, Rabbi Akiva of course accepted it. So that's kan kodem shechziku, kan leacher shechziku. We just saw ourselves the story of the development of this halacha. Indeed, it was a difficult sugya to be makilin, and took a long time until it became acceptable.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Amrulah. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean a woman is not believed? Wasn't there a ma'aseh b'vnei Levi sholchu letzohar ira timarim? Is that in Barnea's neighborhood?
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
It's on the east side of the Dead Sea, and that's where Lot was, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu saw, and that's where we have a tombstone in front of the Jewish cemetery, actually further than the Jewish cemetery there. So it's moved after the Skufa, but there was a Kehila there.
Great.
By the way, Antiochia and Cappadocia were also in that group.
Yes, I know. But we had that already in the past. We never had Tzohar. So anyway, these B'nai Levi went to Tzohar, and one of them became ill on the way. So they brought him into a bread and breakfast, and they left him there until they would come back. On the way back, Amrula Pundaki, Haye Kavareno. So they asked the Pundaki, what happened to the guy that we left here on our way out? Numeit Lahem, so she says to them, he died, mate, Ukavarti, then I buried him. The Isilat Ishto. And they went ahead and they married on the basis of this pundakit. We're going to see this pundakit was not Jewish. Right now, the Gemara isn't quite aware of that. But anyway, So they said to him, "Velote kainet kepundakit." I mean, what are you saying? If we know that halacha labaisa, they trusted a pundakit. So you're saying no, you cannot trust a woman. In other words, the most miyucheset person in Yisrael, the kohenet, you're not going to accept as good as a pundakit. This pundakit isn't even Jewish. So Amar Lehuz, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Sure, when she's like the pundakit, so then she would be ne'emenet. So there's, we'll see. There's two ways of learning this. When she is like the pundakit, meaning when the conditions are the same, she would be ne'emenet too. Or there's a girsa that Rashi, like heck, when the pundakit will be believed, that's when I'll believe the kohenet. You have the story all wrong. Okay, we'll see. I mean, either way, it works into the story. Because what happened over there was, not that she stam told them that he died. She brings them his personal effects. So, I mean, obviously, we're not just listening to what she's saying. I mean, she's showing us that the man actually must have died, leaving his things there.
Supporting information.
Is that before he made the psalm, or possibly after he made the
No, that's why they made the psalms with the Akita. What do you mean a kohenet shouldn't be a pundakit? There's something wrong with being a pundakit. I mean, we've got a lot of famous pundakits in our past, right? So migrate to the pundakit. What's so bad about being a pundakit? Omer of Canaan, the pundakit over here wasn't Jewish. That's what he said. The pundakit of Eretz Kochavim. So she was ma'ita. So she was describing to them, Zevaklo, Zetarmilo, Zakever Shekavartivbo. I mean, so the whole thing seemed to be acceptable, not because of Eidos. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was saying. There's no Eidos over here. There was Mesiachavitumo. So you're saying that therefore we should accept someone who's going out to be Kovea Eidos? What's the raya that it should be Eidos? So, I mean, we wouldn't believe that Pudakit who came to be Meida, we're only coming, an Akum only, is Mesiachavitumo. V'chein toni Abba, Bereder of Minyumi Barchia, undekit ovedet kochavim haita, is what we're talking about over here, and she was meisi chalafi tuma haita, ay, ze maklo, veze tarmilo, veze kever shekavartiv bo. What do you mean? That's not meisi chalafi tuma. She's answering a question. So they're putting her in the corner. They're telling her, ayecha verein. So she has to come up with an answer. I mean, meisi chalafi tuma is the pshat that she just was on her own, was telling over the story. But over here, there's clearly purpose in what she's saying. I mean, she has to give an accounting of what took place. Well, I mean, the case over here was that the kiven de chazatinu bachya, as soon as she saw them coming in, she burst into tears. That's the pshat. So she was the one who basically began indicating that something terrible had happened. It was a tragedy. So then they say, what happened? Then she said, Amala meitu kvartiv. So that is similar to a Mesich Alefituma. Memela, says Rabbi Akiva, that's why they accepted it. But who says that we could bring a raya that an isha is coming not a fituma? I mean, I wouldn't say that an isha is less than a pundakit. So, I mean, this is what we're saying, the two lashonos in the Mishnah. Either he's saying, sure, when the pundakayit would be believed to be meida, then we'll believe a woman. She wasn't meida. Or it means when she will have the same supporting evidence as the context was by the Pundakit, such as Mesicha Lefituma, we'll believe her too, why not?
So the spontaneous reaction of crying, which is not planned, is equal to...
is similar to a Mesicha Lefituma. Tosus is Mechalek, it's not mamish the same. And he brings her out, and the Rishami says they made it Ki'ilu, it's Mesicha Lefituma, and they treated it as a Mesicha Lefituma. Things haven't changed in the weeks.
It's reminiscent of the Shito Rabbi Yehuda we had in the early mission about the
Chiyah. Yeah, right. Tana Rabban. Ma'aseh be'adam echad sheba la'id ala isha b'fnei Rabbi Tarfon. So there's a story of a woman, of a man who came to be made in front of Rabbi Tarfon about the death of a husband. So Amalo b'ni echata yodea be'edut isha zo. How do you know that the husband died? He says, look, Aniva, well, you know, Fimba Derev. The two of us were basically on the road together. There was a whole group of soldiers that were chasing after us. And this guy was Nitlabi Yuchushal Zaytu Fashcho. He leans against a tree, an olive branch, olive tree, and he pulls off a branch to use as a stick. And with that branch, he was Yechzirat HaGayas L'Acharav. He chased away the entire group. I was amazed. Amarti lo, you lying. Aryeh, Yasher Koracha. Wow. How do you know my name is Aryeh? Minay ata yodeh Aryeh Shmi. That's interesting. Kach korim oti biri. You know, they call me that. I wonder why. They call me that. This is special for Ari, so he better be there in Joburg today. So they call me Aryeh in my city. I'm actually known as Yochanan Barabi Yonatan, the lion from Kvar Shichaya. Anyway, so I learned his name. So then we continued traveling. And the Yamim Chalavamit, he might have chased away the army, but he couldn't deal with the microorganisms. He tried banging on them, nothing helped. And he died. We see Rabbi Tarfon at Yishtana. Rabbi Tarfon, based on this, accepted the testimony, and he was Masi Ishto. Now, the reason that we're bringing this is because in this version, Rabbi Tarfon was satisfied with the story. The problem is that would indicate that Rabbi Tarfon, lo boy, drisha v'chakira. And here, of course, we're finally discussing what do we do when Edim come? You're telling me they have to see particular things. So we have something of a contradiction here. Because when there's an assumption that somebody died and people are talking about it and they're being mesiach v'tumo, and nobody saw anything. We don't have even hearsay evidence that the man died. Directly. Somebody saw him and his burial. We don't have. Just people are saying he died. It's accepted that he died. That's good. Testimony, we have all types of criteria. So the testimony, have to see, be able to see this, have to identify that, which part did they see? Is his forehead intact? How many days after the death? And so on and so forth. Well, so how others were treating direct aiders differently than an assumptive situation, which is more like a chazorka, that the guy was huchzik to be dead. So if we're treating it as edus, do we subject the edin to interrogation? Because normally we have edus, we have drisha v'chakira. So in this story of Rabbi Tarfon, the guy gave him a nice story, it's a beautiful story. Just imagine this guy. I don't feel sorry that he died. Probably would have been dead by now anyway, but still. So we have over here acceptance of a story without drisha v'chakira. The problem is that we have another version of the story in which Rabbi Tarfon indeed requires drisha v'chakira. So you're telling me that he didn't require drisha v'chakira, asks the Gemara. Is that true? But is it not true that we have a story about Tanya Ma'aseh Ma'adam Echad Shebalif Nei Rabbi Tarfon La'id Edut Isha and Amar Lo B'ni Heichata Yodea Edut Zu Marley, Aniva, who are you know, Himba Derek, Viradafa, Harino Gayas, Vitlebi Yurte, no Fasho, Vizirta Gayas La Horab, a Martel, wow, Lionheart, Yasherko Harye, a Marley, ha, Yofakivanta Lashmi, you got it right on the nose, Shikak Korimo Tibiri, Yohanan Ben Yonatan Arye, from Kvar Shikaya, so Liamim Khalava made. Amarlo, so Rabbi Tarfon pretends to be writing down all this information. He says, okay, didn't you say, Lokach Amartali, you said Yochanan ben Yonatan from Kvar Shichaya Aryeh? He said, no. I said Yochanan ben Yonatan Aryeh from Kvar Shichaya. Anyway, he tried to confuse him a few times with details of the story. Diktek alav shnayim v'shalosh pa'amim. Chiveinu dvarav, and every time he corrected Rabbi Tarfon, and he told him exactly the same story with the same words. And he see Rabbi Tarfon at Ishto. So clearly there is a bright over here that says that Alibir Rabbi Tarfon, you require drisha v'chakira. Says the Gemara, indeed it's a machlokes tanoi. Tanoi, whether we need drisha v'chakira. Titanya ein botkim edei nashim b'drisha v'chakira. So here we have now the shita that says there is no drisha v'chakira. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Botkin. This doesn't help us really too much with the gears that we have here, because we have two prices in Rabbi Tarfon, and we're not answering the problem of Rabbi Tarfon. So indeed, some have a gears in the other price that it's not. It's done. It doesn't say Rabbi Tarfon. Well, say Chachomi. And then we ask the Lo Be'ina Drisha V'Chakira. I've Omer Rabbi Tarfon, this second mice. And And on that we said, no, Hilchinami, that's Rabbi Tarfon's sheet, but the previous sheet was following the Chachomim Aliv the Rabbi Akiva, which works better, because I was going to say that it would be Trey Tanoi Aliv the Rabbi Tarfon, which it's not bringing a Raya here. Sorry?
What kind of Drishan here is this to try to trip up in his I've been usually asking what time of day was it, was it smooth like?
Yeah, we'll get to that in our closing words when we analyze where the Drishan Pakira can come from, which we'll do on the day of our Siyam. That's our our closure. No, it's certainly not. Right. But it gets worse, because if the core of the Grisha Fakir is Dine Momen, it's because of the Ksuvez. We'll see that's what it depends on. It would have to follow Lechora, normal Dine Grisha Fakir. It's a very strange situation. We're going to... I don't want to get into it now. We'll give away the upcoming circuit. So, yes, what do we do, gentlemen? We're right here, holding by the end. When are we going to have our scene? Let's discuss. Okay. This is the end here of Daf Kuf Chaf Beis on the Beis, which is where we were holding. Coincidentally, happens to be the end of the Maseches Yevamot. And we were talking about two stories of the lion heart. One was that Rabbi Tarfon tried to confuse the person who gave over the sad death of the lion heart by repeating things in the wrong order, testing him to make sure he sticks with his story. And the first time, we found that he simply accepted the story, which means, or whoever it was accepted the story, according to those gear sales that don't have Rabbi Tarfon both times, which makes more sense, which means that there seems to be a machlok, it says the Gemara, as to whether you need drisha v'chakira v'edim that are coming to report that a man died in order to allow his wife to get married. Now, as Dr. Yitzchak brought up, well, that isn't really Drisha v'chakira. I mean, Drisha v'chakira is things like asking Beis Yom, Beis Chodesh, to see whether you can trap the Eidim, and they contradict themselves, and so on. But as the Tosfos Yeshanim brings, one of the Balei HaTosfos, who was called HaKadosh, it's not only the Hasidim that got into that kind of stuff, but there were earlier examples of HaKadosh. So as the HaKadosh says the Tosfos Yeshanim, the din of Jerisha v'chakir be'ez yom be'ez chodesh clearly over here is completely irrelevant, right? We don't care when it happened. What we care is that it happened. The reason that we do that chakira when it comes to dinei nefashot is only because we have a chiyev la'atzil, la'atzil ha'eda, right? So v'hitzilu ha'eda is v'chayev us in that type of Jerisha v'chakira. But in terms of the accuracy of the testimony, Drisha v'chakira doesn't require that. It only requires things that are relevant to the testimony. I mean, the fact that the Mishnah will say even things like, well, what was he wearing when he pulled the trigger, and things like that, which are really irrelevant, is obviously, as the Mishnah says, well, I would ask so many questions that we would never ever be b'chayiv anybody. He's okay, so that's a different halacha.
That's amazing. Pasuk also, Russia, hey,
I'm not sure what language that is, but it sounds good. The last part, Zeres HaKosov HaKot.
The other one is based on the other type is based on Zeres Kosov, the Rasha of yes. Hater.
Again, I caught that, but it sounds good. Okay. All right. The others learn that Bichlal, since it's not Shaiway, we were not Isaac anyway. As I said, well, what? There are Din and Nefashis that are involved over here, because, I mean, after all, Seishatish, we're not an Alma. But we're not, I mean, it's not the Dine Nefashis, it's the Vitzilo. We're not Isaac and Dine Nefashis, we don't have Dine Nefashis, but there's still a concept of Jerisha v'Chakira, even outside of the Inyan of Vitzilo, obviously. So that means they're arguing we're up to Vikamiflege, Bidrebi Chanina. So, well, maybe we should say to Tanya, right from the beginning over there, five lines up. The Tanya, Ein Botkim, Eidei Nashim, Jerisha v'Chakira, the Rebbe Akiva? Rabbi Tarfon Amer Botkim, the Kamif gave it Rabbi Chanina. The Omer Rabbi Chanina, the Var Torah Echad Dinei Mamonut, Echad Dinei Nefashot, the Drisha v'Chakira. The truth is that whether you're dealing with Dinei Mamon or you're dealing with Dinei Nefashot, you still would have to do Drisha v'Chakira. Shenema Mishpat Echad Yalachem. So the term says you cannot distinguish and say that monetary issues are less important. It's one mishpat, whatever the dinim are, it goes across the board. So that would mean that Even dine mominus, we'd have to go all the way. But ma'atam amru dine mominus ein tzrichim drisha v'chakira. The reason that we've cut out drisha v'chakira on dine mominus is shalot tinol delet b'fnei lovin. It's because if we have drisha v'chakira, people are simply not going to lend money. Because I mean, any time they're going to call witnesses to court. And this, by the way, has become a great modern problem, is the small print. You end up needing to go to such tircha to get a contract done that's going to hold up in court that you'd just rather not do it half of the time. So over here, too, if you're going to have Aiden, they're going to be Aimed, Bedrisha, Vechakira, you figure, what the heck? Who's going to, they're going to try to confuse them? They'll probably get confused. I mean, I'm going to end up losing my money. I'm not interested in doing that. So to keep a capital market flowing, Abba, no, don't leave us. To keep the capital market flowing, so we need to be makel on how it is we're going to collect. And this, again, is really the purview of the Beit Din. They can determine how it is that they're going to deal with Dinei Mominus. They decided no more Jewish v'chakir. So then what would be the machlokas over here? But Michael, if Mar Sova, kiva de ika ktuva la mishka, kidine moment is done. So one man Yomar holds, look, the truth is that the main issue over here that's going to come to court, but forget about in terms of the chumrah, the main issue that's going to come to court is the suit for the ktuba. So that means that essentially, in terms of the court's responsibility, we have to look at a moment, it's a moment's issue. I can say, but it's no gea isser and so on, but that's not the court's problem. Okay, I mean, we're not going to come ultimately to have to deal with the question of whether somebody sleeps with this woman, whether he's going to be chayav chenek, because we don't deal with that today anyway, right? So that means that the main issue is a monetary issue. So if that's the case, treat it like a monetary issue. And there's no drisha v'chakira. The other man Yomar says, but look, it's not dependent on the actuality, it's dependent on the theory of what type of case it is. So the type of case it is something that's no gain, dinei nefashot. So that's more chomer. We have to treat it with the dinei nefashot. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shinema V'chol Bonayech Limudei Hashem, V'rav Shalom Bonayech, Al Tikre Bonayech, V'Hosrael Bonayech, which is basically a drush that's based on the extra word, because why do we have to repeat the noun where we could have used the pronoun? So V'rav Shalom Lahem. V'rav Shalom Banayich obviously means that it's meant to imply yet some other meanings. V'rav Shalom Banayich would be Tamirei Chachamim Bonei Ha'olam. Hadron Allah Ha'isha Batra V'slik Allah Mesechet Yevamot
V'ezrat Hashem Yisporach.
Hadron Allah Mesechet Yevamot V'adrach Allah Ndaitan Allah Mesechet Yevamot V'daitach Allah Ndaitan Hashem Yinach Mesechet Yevamot. ולות את השם אינן, לא בעמדיהם ולא בעמדי עתה. עד אנחנו מסכת יבמות ועד וחלן דייתן אנחנו מסכת יבמות ודייתן חלן. לא נת השם אינן מסכת יבמות ולות את השם אינן, לא בעמדיהם ולא בעמדי עתה. עד אנחנו מסכת יבמות ועד וחלן. דעתן אנחנו מסכת יבמות ודעתן חלן. לא נת השם אינן מסכת יבמות ולות את השם אינן, לא בעמדיהם ולא בעמדי עתה. ירצו מפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבותינו שתהי תורתך ומונתנו מעולם הזה. ותהי אימנו לעולם הבא, חנינה בר פאפה, רמי בר פאפה, נחמן פאפה, אחוי בר פאפה, במורי בר פאפה, רפרם בר פאפה, רוחש בר פאפה, סורכה בר פאפה, עדה בר פאפה, דארו בר פאפה. ערבנו, אדוני אלוהינו, סתיברי תורה, סכל בפינו, ופיאס עמך בית ישראל, ונהיה כולנו מנחנו, וצאצאינו וצאצאי עמך בית ישראל, כבוד יודעי שמך, ולומדי תורה שך. מאויבי תחכמני מצווה שך, כי לעולם יהיה לי ביטבים בחוקיך, למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך, כי בם חיסוני, ברוך אתה, אדוני למדני חוקיך. בודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבסינו ששמת חוקינו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חוקינו מיושבי קרונות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים ריצ'י לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים, אנו עמילים והם עמילים, אנו עמילים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמילים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לראי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחס, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחס, אנשי דומים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בוך. ירצו מפניך אדוני אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת יבמות. כן, תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות הספרים האחרים ולסיימם. ללמוד ללמד לשמוע ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. בזכות כל התנאים והמוראים לתלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לנו לזרינו שלא תימוש התורה מפינו אותי זרינו וזרע זרינו עד עולם ותתקיים בנו ותעליך תנחה אותך בשוכבך תשמור עליך והקיצות הייתי זרחך כי ביהיו בימיך ויוסיפו לך שעות חיים אורך ימים בימינה ושמאלה עושר וכבוד אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום
Amen.